are about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we are here at my Palusha Studios here at 4215 West Hillsboro, also known as Hooters. This is the place to be. This is on the great, marvelous, beautiful Veterans Day here. We're sitting out here on the patio, chilling like a villain, making things happen and having fun. That's F, that's a U, and that's an N, as in fun. But, ladies and gentlemen, I can't do this by myself. I won't do this by myself. So, without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, straight in my peripheral vision, he is the man who has been homeschooled and he owns a boat in our interpretation. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who's wondering if it's possible to get a second premiere if you call for a do-over.
Yes, you can always do that.
Oh, okay,
good. You can always do that.
Did you just snatch something out of my face?
Yeah, it's like, I think I see a spider web or something.
I don't think there is anything.
Yeah, okay, well.
When was the last time you had an eye exam?
Hey, don't do
How old are those glasses?
Don't do much. Oh, that might be it. Don't do mushrooms right before you've had to do a show. All right, so now the guy who's making the sound go through your eardrums, he is called PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who just can't get out of someplace.
Oh, you can't get out, huh? You stuck like Chuck.
Yeah.
Quack.
I can't make bail.
Can you say too soon?
Too soon?
Too soon.
Too soon, all right.
All right, so okay. Now the next guy, the next sound you're going to hear is the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen.
Why do you say that? You know, because I really think we'd all be here without him.
No, we're here for one reason. Although, we'll let him explain.
All right.
And that is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
On this Veterans Day, I'm sticking like a guy who's enjoying his freedom.
Oh, damn. That's going to be the theme of the night.
Okay. All right. So there's an... I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then, since you enjoy your freedom, you won't be amazed or upset when the next guy you hear, the voice you hear will be the guy that knows everything. We like to call him the savant.
Oh.
Smots, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like dents to my ass, my naked ass on a wicker seat.
Oh, yeah, because that does make dents.
Yes.
And you get up there and you got that whole wicker pattern in your
That could just
bum.
Be cellulite. Yeah.
And they stick there.
They do. They stick
it
there
does.
For a while.
A long time.
You know?
All right, and
cellulite.
You know, like you see a woman with cellulite and her butt look all like cheesy.
I heard your cellulite was flapping when you were pitching this weekend.
Oh,
and that arm.
Too soon. If time permits, and I know it won't. We'll talk about. Yes, I'm a champion in the men's fall classic down in West Palm, Fort Lauderdale area.
Is it men's or over 55 men's?
It's men's over 55.
Because men sounds like you just beat a bunch of 25-year-old kids.
Oh, God, no.
Is that the softball team you're talking about?
I will choke slam you and make you bite the side of a curve.
Oh, no.
Baseball.
No, this is Spalding. Spalding ball.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's baseball.
It's a hardball?
Rubber ball.
You're not playing hardball.
It's like a rubber ball. They play with like a...
Do I have to do this every time?
Wiffle? Is that wiffle?
Oh, yeah, it's a wiffle every ball. Time.
Listen, guys, we have guests. Let's make this show professional and stay straight within our line.
Yeah.
So, but before we go to that guest,
right.
We have to talk to the man who used to Paul Gas, but now he's now he smells.
He's our semi-regular.
Yeah, this is the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Leonard Skinner, because I'm as free as a bird.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Free as a bird.
That's
a bird you cannot change.
Yeah, I'm glad that the detainment.
Gas Man, let me give you a little words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Knowledge of nuggets.
Right.
You can't cage a caged tiger, all right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Just remember that's that. And you'll go far.
Because the tiger is already caged.
Yeah.
You can't cage it.
And he's already a tiger.
Speaking of tigers, did you hear about the tiger that died at Busch Gardens because his sibling attacked it a couple of weeks ago? Did y'all see that?
I did hear that.
A blonde tiger. I saw it. It's a beautiful tiger, but yeah.
Is that a blonde?
It wasn't the white tiger. It wasn't albino, the white, but it was kind of like a blonde tiger, a lighter shaded tiger. And it got into it with his sibling, and it died from the injuries.
He was a short tiger.
I have pictures of it, too. Not of getting attacked.
You got a short tiger?
Short tiger, yeah.
The tall tiger killed the short tiger.
Okay, all right, we're good. All right, and so now, ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to get professional, at least on the technical side, because this next voice you hear, this guy knows how to do things. And if memory serves me correct.
What an insult to PW.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was just a blatant slap the man in the face.
Well.
I mean, now we're about to get professional, at least on the technical end, for the man who was here at 4:30 setting it all up.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's a wound.
Yeah.
Pour salt in it. Okay, Smots. Or here's a foot. Put it in my mouth.
You already did.
All right. So this guy, if memory serves me correct, he's been on the show before.
Hell yes.
Memory serves me correct in it?
Yeah, it does.
At least one time.
He's not a drone.
So that means he is very familiar on the style, the flow of the show.
Right.
So we'd like to welcome back to the show my man, Mr. Cape. Mr. Cape, how you sticking?
Thank you. I think I'm getting this right. I'm kind of confused with the whole sticking thing.
Right.
But I'm sticking like a guy who's impressed that this show is actually still a thing.
Well, fair.
Did I do it right?
Oh, that was one of the best stickings we had in a long time.
And it's almost like a shock to, a kid sticking his finger in an electric socket.
Sticking it to spite.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on a second.
What?
I'm going to scold our guest.
Mr. Cape?
Why?
Is he Mr. now?
Yeah, but okay. I'm not going to do that because we have things we have to do. So
yeah, I just got here. Jeez.
Punish in private.
Punish in private, praise in public. Thank you for being part of this award-deserving show, okay, Cape?
Hey, I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, truth be told.
Too late.
Yeah,
really, too late. Don't try to...
No, that was classy.
I tried.
That was a classy recovery.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Well, he's famous from the radio before because he's actually made vodka-infused donuts, jelly donuts before on the air, which were phenomenal.
Well, then he has skills.
You just went right to it, Pepper.
Vodka-infused donuts?
Jelly donuts. Oh, yes. This is the best.
Yeah, he can't
that
hold
sounds
water.
Really good.
He's like two fans.
He's like a hole in a bucket.
It was not great.
It wasn't great?
It was the opposite of great.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It was still better than the peanut butter-soaked vodka or whatever it was on toast, right?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
That one wasn't good.
Actually, it was all awful.
Okay, hold on a second. Before we start the show, we have to go through our housekeeping things.
Let's do it.
What do we got to do?
We got to talk to our sponsors.
Oh, our sponsors?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Speaking of official homes of the race fan, does anybody know what did Chase Elliott finished?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, you got it right.
I did. I was waiting on somebody to
correct. Chase Elliott.
So, Kate, let me explain what happens. Chase Elliott, he runs a car for the Hooters in the NASCAR.
Yeah.
And if he finishes in the top 10,
we get free food. Fried pickles.
Yeah.
We need to find that out.
So we need to do our
and
research.
And if we actually win.
But everyone on that side already gets free food today anyway because it's Veterans Day.
Well, on that side of the table,
yeah, but,
yes.
You know, pretend we don't see that.
Us three against them four.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, well, guess what? Listen, while we're figuring that out, we have to do, I have to explain to Kate.
Yeah.
Kate, what we do, we come here every week.
Right.
And we talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Uh-huh. Hey,
that was for the radio audience.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
We got to get cameras in here, man.
We get our weekly exercise in.
We have a video of us doing that.
Yeah. What does 39th get us?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
He finished 39th out of 39 this week.
Is he still in the 8?
Well, as 39 out of 39, I would doubt it. I think he was in the 8. I don't think he made the 4.
Fried
but he's still in the 8th position.
I think it's over.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, this is NASCAR Talk by Spots and PWs.
There's one race left. He just finished 39th. I'm going to say no.
I think he could still be in it if he wins.
They cut it down to 4.
I think if he wins, they cut it down to 4. Oh, he's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, long story longer.
Longer.
We get no free fried pickles.
No pickles.
But, au contraire.
Oh, what?
This is Veterans Day, so if you are a participating veteran.
Oh, man.
Or something like that. If you can prove that you're a veteran, past, present, or future,
right?
I think that this
what?
Don't pull down your zipper.
I think the participating Hooters will provide you with what? Voice of Reason?
Some food.
Yeah, free meal.
For like you buy a drink and you can get a chicken sandwich or 10 wings or
a free meal.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Okay. All right, well, there you have it. Come on down and go to a participating Hooters and show them your veterans card.
There's still time.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And first of all, I want to give a salute to all you guys who went out there so that we can do this.
It's true.
Well, when you put it that way, now I'm not sure I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Really?
I thought there were higher stakes. Yeah. Than
speaking
show,
of that, we have like
what?
4 people on the show who has worn the stripes.
I know, yeah.
Well, way overrepresented.
I didn't know that.
The majority of people on the show.
Yeah, the Gas, the Voice, the Clark.
Have actually made the sacrifice.
Didn't you wear the uniform?
Yes, 93-97, Marine Corps.
All right. Oh. Goomba, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Goomba?
No, they don't say Pumba.
A Goomba.
No, they don't say that either.
All right, I'm sorry if I insulted.
Goomba!
You didn't.
I'm insulting all the outside military listeners. Yeehaw? What does it say?
Yeah, yeehaw.
A hoo-ha.
Yeah, they don't say yeehaw.
No.
Don't
or
say yeehaw.
Or a hoo-ha.
Don't help them out. Let's see how many votes. Yeah. What else they get to
just come up with. Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. They do say hoo-ha.
I mean, that's close.
It is?
Yeah, pretty
that's
close.
That's close.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Hee-haw.
Oh, I was going to say that was my next one. I'm glad it's not that.
That was a great show back in the day, by the way.
Oh, you should walk into that gentleman's club you were talking about and yell, hoo-ha!
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah, really.
Close.
Is it a ha in there? It's no ha?
No.
Is it a who?
It's a no ha.
I mean, take off the H.
Ooh-ha. Ooh-rah.
Yeah.
Ooh-rah. There we go. Yeah. All right. There you go. So y'all can say that. And also, if you can do me a challenge with the coin, I've seen, heard, and I don't know if that's
challenge
true.
Coin.
Yeah, I can do that too. All right. Like I say, this show is mostly, no, that's a lie. I was going to say, this show is mostly about military people, but it's not. Let's go ahead and do what we normally do, ladies and gentlemen. See, let me explain to our guest, Kate. Yeah. What happened is we have exciting, award-deserving topics.
Right.
And I give them to the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
That's us.
And you. And then y'all want to get your unscripted, undefined opinion on that.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. So,
also unbiased.
That's it. Topic changing music.
All right.
And here we go with the first topic of the evening of many topics to come on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right. I like to call this topic here, you broke it, you pay for it.
You broke it, you paid for it.
Right. All right, so
what, or otherwise known as, you break it, you buy it.
Similar, yeah.
Okay. So what happened is, in Colorado, there was this cat named by the name of Leech.
Leech.
He was renting his house
Archie out. Archie Leech.
Yeah, he was renting his house out to his son.
Cary Grant.
And his son wasn't home that day, okay?
You know what? Colorado comes up a lot in this show, and I think it's because it's exactly far enough away to not be able to fact check.
Yeah, that could be it, yeah.
If it was Iowa or Kansas, it would still be close enough to be like,
John Leech.
If there was a Colorado in here, you wouldn't be saying this.
Yeah.
Oh, so if the story happened in Tampa.
Right.
No.
Yeah, the stories never happen in Tampa.
Let me just say this. These are factual stories. I don't make this stuff up.
Okay.
So in Colorado, John Leech had a show, and I'm doing this because Smots likes to cheat. So he does. So
cheat with this?
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. He looks over Spike's shoulder.
He took his cheaters off.
At the answers.
I think I know why, because he wants to be the voice of reason.
All
right, let me just get to the story.
Yeah, let's go.
And he was renting his house to his son. When his son wasn't home, and then there was this burglar, some guy who robbed something and murdered something. He did a lot of bad things. So he was running from the cops. So he ran and he broke into John Leech's home.
Okay.
Right?
His son did?
Yeah, no, the bad guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
you know, when you're running from the police, you don't really get a chance to really pick a home.
No, you dive into the first one you can get.
Exactly, yeah.
So the cops surrounded the home and said, bad guy, come out.
Yeah.
Bad guy refused to come out, and bad guy shot at the police officers.
Oh, no.
Well, the police officer returned fire with bazookas.
Yeah.
Tanks,
a barrage,
gas.
They
just blew holes all in, and tear gas and all. And they blew holes all into Mr. John's house. All right, the bad guy eventually surrendered. They took him to jail. Well, now John is suing and asking that the police department should pay for the damages. Now, my question to illegal roof raft in the shipping containers. She's not going to be on shipping containers. Do you think that the police department should pay for the damages? And I'll start out with you, Dr. Captain Clark.
Seems like an insurance issue. Seems like somebody's insurance should pay for that. Not necessarily the department out of their pocket, but maybe their insurance policy, maybe the homeowner's insurance policy. Seems like that would be covered.
Voice of reason?
Well, I'm sorry, but that just sounded too reasonable. I'm going to have to agree with that.
Insurance sounds perfect.
No. Do we have a new voice of reason?
No.
I think we do.
He'll mess it up.
That makes sense. Either the police's or the homeowners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great decision. All right, PWs?
I totally agree. You know, somebody's got to pay for that. And it certainly isn't the person who owns the home.
Right. All right, then, gas man?
It goes back to years ago in Philadelphia when the police actually bombed the Black Panther house.
Yeah, they blew up
the house.
Yeah.
Or in St. Pete when the guy was in the attic and they used a bulldozer to raise the whole effing house. And they didn't pay. Yeah, somebody should pay for that, but it's going to be justified because they were trying to catch a criminal.
It's got to happen all the time.
Somebody should pay for it.
Cops breaking windows.
That was one of the boxer's brothers or cousins. Like Jeff Lacey, I think, wasn't it?
Lacey's cousin.
Smart? No, it's a homeowner insurance, but then the insurance company will probably sue the police or the city or the county or whatever it is at that point.
All right. And our esteemed guest, Dr. Kate.
If they're using bazookas and tanks, that's illegal. So they should pay for it.
They bombed the house in Philadelphia 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's a little bit much.
It's Colorado.
Yeah, it is Colorado. Did you keep that in mind?
Bazookas and tanks are fine when they sell weed.
Also, doesn't it happen every day where the cops break a window or a door to...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So it can't be an unusual thing.
Yeah, they totally expect to pay.
Yeah.
All right. So those who said the insurance does it, the insurance, this was a $580,000 crib. The insurance decided to only pay $380 for it.
Because that was the appraised value.
How much damage?
$380,000. Oh, the house was $580,000.
They did over $500,000 damage to the house.
Where did this guy live?
Where was he living? Or the house was worth that?
What did that guy do? I guess he shot at the cops. When you shoot at the cops, they are now.
But that's a whole separate thing, isn't it?
So now the guy is saying, and so the insurance said we're only going to pay the $380,000. They're not going to return your house to like, kind, and color, whatever they do. So
What?
John sued the Colorado
people. So
if
you had a tall house, they wouldn't fix it?
No, they wouldn't.
Ooh, Nestle Tall House. I love those chocolates.
So John sued the people, sued the courts and the city of Colorado and the police department for the additional money from $580 to $380.
All right, yeah.
$200,000.
But he wants his whole house replaced?
He wants the whole thing returned to light, kind, and color.
Well, that's reasonable, but
yeah.
If somebody did $580,000 to my house, it would mean I have five houses.
Yeah.
Now, if you lived in Colorado and had money.
I guess.
Oh, man.
All right, so the moral of the story, or the point of the story, is that he sued the city, county, state of Colorado.
Right.
And they denied his suit, saying, too bad, so sad. They're saying, the police department saying they were in the act of apprehending
right.
a bad guy.
Right.
You take the 380, and then you just had to suck up on the other 200.
Bullshit.
No. But the thing is, they didn't destroy it. His entire house.
I saw pictures of it.
It's not like the house is gone, and they have to build another one.
It had holes all in it, and the windows all blown out. And they threw tear gas in there and messed it all up.
I'm sure the damage can't be the total cost of the house.
So what's your point?
That they have to accept less.
Well, I think what happened is
take the 380.
380 was the actual value of the house, and $200,000 was the weed he had in his house that he had because it is Colorado.
My question was, did they declare a house like a car, a total loss like a car?
Right. Yeah.
Declare a total loss, he has to get the full value. But
gap.
If it's depreciated, then it may be only worth $300.
Take some gap insurance.
Yeah.
What house is less than what the appraisal value is?
My house.
They depreciate all the time. Some houses depreciate in value.
Yeah, my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
House doesn't appreciate.
I'm way underwater. Yeah.
And to make you guys even feel more like this is going to rip off, the cops did $70,000 of damage to the neighbor's house.
Oh, wow.
So they really wanted
this
bad.
They'll get paid. The neighbor
wanted this bad guy.
They were that bad of shots that they hit the neighbor.
No kidding, man.
Wow.
Sounds like they went to war in this neighborhood.
They really want that bad guy. Well, listen, that's gonna be a fact.
On another note regarding this, it seems like if you're a bad guy, like trying to get away, the place to go, don't commit another crime and break into a building. Go to the library where people just hang out and loiter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you go to a store, you can hang around there for a little while.
Right.
But if you go to the library, nobody cares if you just sit there and read a book from open to close. You could hide for days in a library.
I don't think that was the issue.
I'm just saying, if you're escaping from a crime,
you know,
be smart where you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't commit another crime. You know, that's
right.
Not
right.
I'm going to make an executive decision.
Okay.
They should pay the man the full value of what he needs.
I agree.
They wrecked his house, tore it up, that be damned.
Yeah, none of his fault.
But he shot at the cop.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he missed. Because they lit wherever he was up. They didn't light him up. They missed him because they arrested him. But they tore the house to pieces.
So it was like, don't shoot at that house, man. That's the neighbor's house. Okay, dude, my bad.
No, it's like, did he go over there too?
This homeowner is going to hear this edition of Spike on the Mic, and they are going to petition for you to become a Colorado resident and be on the jury.
With the extra money they got, they may sponsor, because we need to sign a petition and get John his money. Cape, how do you feel about that?
No, I side with the city.
Whoa!
Yeah,
nice.
And the thing is like, you are asking
us not a cop.
In Florida for an opinion on a state. There's 50 different states.
But here's
each state has different rights.
I don't care what state it's in. I just think if it was a cop in Lake City or that's not a state, in Florida or in Georgia.
Oh, don't believe me. Lake City is its own state.
If you tear up somebody's house, you should probably fix it.
I'm just saying there's different things. It doesn't matter what we say. No matter what this show comes to, an exclusive decision.
No matter.
No, we're gonna make the decision here.
Well, no, it doesn't matter because there's six of us that have said one thing, and the host
and
of the show said something different.
Yeah.
And yet it seems like we've already decided on what the host is doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
still, they should abide by our decision.
We don't have a decision.
Spike's going to give us one here in a second.
Remember I said I'm making an executive decision?
Oh, yeah.
That's in the title.
All right,
executive decision.
Homeowner gets his money.
Yes.
Check.
Yeah, fix, there we go. Write the check.
The man career.
Colorado
I think,
Police
I think
Department.
Gasman even Uh-oh. Agrees with that, right?
All right, as Gasman is up. On his feet. Ooh. Why?
That the man should get all his money.
He should get all of his money.
See, maybe it's, is it a tall thing?
Well,
from whom, though, is the question.
I'm surprised that a guy in Colorado with all of the weed was violent enough to shoot at the cops. Doesn't weed mellow you out?
Yes.
I've never been in a fight with somebody on weed before.
I don't know what his crime was, but it must have been pretty bad. They brought tanks and bazookas.
You're asking.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't, weed.
They didn't really
weed.
Bring tanks.
It must have been weed.
Stop saying, yeah.
Oh, well, they brought some stuff.
All right, wait a minute. Like, you
Temple Terrace.
Shoulder mountain things. Shoulder rocket launchers.
Temple Terrace Police has a tank. It's parked over there by their library.
Yes, by Temple Terrace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're expecting to happen in Temple Terrace. Maybe somebody robs a hookah.
And the tank in Tampa is parked in Ybor City.
The hookahs are numerous.
The federal government gave away a lot of free tanks.
Wait a minute. Lake City says the guy should make up the difference. Who is the guy? I'm hoping, hoping Lake
the
City.
Guy.
Well, Lake City is talking about the bad guy, right?
Lake City's is that's true. But the Lake City is its own state.
Yeah, that's true.
There's
a couple chickens and a
cow.
Hey,
by the way, when are we going to do the show from Lake City? You always said we were going to do that.
I've always teased that.
Who the hell is driving?
Yeah, really. We got a van.
I mean, I'm going.
We got a van.
You want to come with me? That'll be fine. Yeah.
All right, we have to make it a 2-day trip.
Beats the hell out of the Gray Bar.
Two-day trip.
What? Yeah.
It only takes like five hours.
No, it only takes 2.5.
Hey, two and a half. Oh.
Gilligan went on a shorter tour.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Three-hour tour.
All right, we're getting off the subject, guys.
That never happens.
No.
So, Spike, really? Does the guy get the money?
Wait, we had a subject?
Yeah.
Spike.
If you broke it, you fix it. Right? Remember the topic?
If you broke
it, you made an executive decision.
Yeah.
You should probably move on.
The topic was if you break it, you pay for it.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well,
wow.
Now, write that down in your notes.
A foregone conclusion.
Topic changing music.
And now, this is what's called the second topic on the Spike on the Mic Show tonight. Spike on the Mic Show.
You brick him a foo and a brick of your fist.
Ooh.
Hey, does he always say that?
Yes.
I thought it was a recording.
No,
I don't say it the same way twice.
Yeah, exactly. Usually. Never the same way.
Like
yeah.
He says something like that.
Similar. Yeah, it's usually the same voice.
Yeah.
All right. I call this.
What?
This is what the law said. This is what the law should do.
This is what the law said. This is what the law should do.
You just went in total conflict with your previous story because the law said we're not paying for it, but the law should do that then. So, but now. Right.
This is a new topic.
Yeah,
this is
a new topic. It doesn't apply to the
old
topic.
Totally new topic.
So confused.
And on a personal note, the law can kiss my ass.
Wow, your attitude has changed in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, really.
Gee, I wonder why.
All right, so question. If you are sentenced in incarceration.
Well, why are you using those words, man?
Till death.
You're sentenced in incarceration.
To death. When you die.
To death.
You served your sentence, right?
When you die?
Yeah.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, I know where this is going, too.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, so there's a guy by the name of.
I
moved something. Let's just call him.
Damn it, the guy that owns his car dealerships?
No. No,
damn it!
This dude was in prison for life sentence, life until death.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he died in prison.
Okay.
But he came back to life.
Yes, he had a do not resuscitate in his in all his legal terms.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he died in prison, and they called his next of kin and said, "What you want us to know?" He was dying, hurting real bad.
Right.
They called his next of kin, and his brother said,
"Let him die.
Let him die." Give him some medicine. Let him die. Don't do anything, but do not resuscitate him.
Sorry.
I told you to go when the show was on. So.
Don't peel back the curtains.
One give out the number of 813-63.
Ooh, I didn't do that all day, did I? Yeah.
Because we're caller-driven show.
Now's the time to do it. Paul won't object.
He died.
Okay.
But maybe like 5-6 minutes later, the servicing attendants, nursing people, did the clear, brought him back to life. He is suing, saying that he served his term. His sentence says that I died So I serve my term. Now, my question to the illegal ref wrapping and shipping containers, should this guy be released from prison? Gas man?
No, because when you're sentenced to death, you're sentenced to death at the hands of the state. The state didn't execute him. He died on his own.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He wasn't sentenced by electrocution or murder.
He was sentenced
to life in prison. He was sentenced to life in prison, not till your
life
death
in
sentence.
Prison. I thought it was a death penalty. Death.
It's not a death penalty.
Okay, he was sentenced to life in prison.
Okay.
What does it mean to be complete? What does it mean to complete a sentence of life in prison?
Well, he's still living. He's still having a life.
When you're alive, you're alive.
It's not a second life.
So life in prison means he should still stay there. But if he was sentenced to death,
I think he may have a little loop.
He was never legally dead, or else they wouldn't have been still doing the paddle.
Yeah, they weren't trying to bring him back.
Yeah, he was. That's why they brought him back. Okay, hold on a second. Stop this. Let's go to Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason. Okay.
If he was sentenced to 50 years to life, he should have to finish the 50 years.
Okay, he wasn't. He was sentenced
to life.
Life in prison. Okay, so you rose your hand for that. All right.
Yeah, why did he raise his hand?
Nobody's sentenced to life. It's always 50 years to life.
It's usually to get some air because his head's so far up Spike's butt.
I mean, Gasman, he brought up a good point.
Right, did he say?
And it's about like your sentence to the state.
Well, when you're sentenced to death, you're sentenced to death at the hands of the state. That is your sentence. You can't die on the death penalty. You are sentenced to death at the hands of the state.
Right. I didn't even think of that. It's a real gray area. But
once you die,
I would think as soon as he dies, well, then the contract's up. Like
exactly. So if you're sentenced to life in prison,
I kind of life with him.
And
now.
Then when you die, you have served your sentence, right?
Right. I think you have to stay dead.
Yeah, you have to stay dead. You can't come back. Life is life. If you die, because I had an uncle who had a heart attack. He never really died, but his heart stopped.
They brought him back,
but he's still alive.
Yeah, if the medics are working on him, once they say, hey, look, stop working on him, he's legally dead now, they're not going to work on him anymore.
When they say call it, you're dead. If they don't call it, you're still alive.
Exactly.
Listen, we got a VIP he's sitting at the table. I want to ask you this question here. If you sentenced to life in prison, okay, and then you die in prison, have you satisfied your sentence? Talking to that microphone right there.
Well, in theory, yes.
Deep subject.
But we don't know what happens on the other side.
No, what happened is he died in prison, and then like an hour or two later, they did the old paddles.
Five or six minutes.
Whatever happened.
You know what? If it's an hour or two later, I might say, you know what?
They did the paddles, and they brought him back to life.
I think Spike was watching The Walking Dead.
Now he's petitioning and saying that he served his sentence. They should release him from jail. What say you?
That's negative.
Although, he mentioned the other side. What if you go to the other side and the guy goes, take this piece of paper back with you. You're done.
Dead.
And he's like, oh, I didn't have a way to bring the facts back with me.
But once you are legally dead.
Which he was,
which
right?
He was legally dead.
He was legally dead.
He was dead. And then he had a not to resuscitate.
Do not resuscitate, DNR. Yeah,
that's true. That's a very good point.
He had that. He said, do not, if I die, don't try to bring me back.
But they did.
So they void the contract by bringing him back.
So he should sue them because he's in prison.
Well, is the contract valid? Because if you're a property of the state, whatever you decide is not up to you. It's your property of the state.
Well, that's true, too, man. Both of you guys.
And the food is terrible, too.
And there's that.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so I'm not going to have to make an executive decision again, am I?
Why not? I mean, I don't think we're there yet.
We're not there yet?
We got anyone else to ask?
Yeah. PW, what do you think about that? The guy died in prison. The sentence was life in prison.
He didn't die enough.
Now, the sentence was life in prison, not death.
Okay, when you die, that's pretty much life, isn't it?
That's another good point.
That's different.
What are you doing, Kate?
I don't know.
Listen, here's the thing.
I rule in favor of the accused.
When your
heart stops, Nikki Six, the great bass player for the great Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah.
He overdosed and his heart stopped. But they kept resuscitating. So technically he died because his heart stopped, but they brought him back to life.
Right.
They never pronounced him dead.
Did he keep playing?
His heart stopped. Oh, yeah, when he came back. He still plays to this
day. Right.
But they didn't declare him dead. His heart stopped and they brought it back. Because your heart stops doesn't mean you're dead. Technically you are, but they didn't declare him dead.
But this guy died. And they resuscitated him.
When I first met my wife, my heart stopped.
He said, don't resuscitate me.
All right, I have a question.
Yes.
In this country, we're identified by a Social Security number. upon birth, you get a new Social Security number. Does he have a new Social Security
number? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or when you...
You want to say good point?
I mean, that's four in a row.
That's another good point.
Or when you're born again, when you get baptized, do you get another Social Security number because you're born
again? Oh, right. Yeah.
Come on, Cape. That can't be a good point.
I want to know how this ends.
You die?
Yeah. What's the bullshit?
You have an ending?
It ends on the Spike executive decision. That's how it ends.
I hate that.
Okay.
I mean, I like it.
A.K.A. bovine scatology.
Exactly.
All right, well, I don't know what the problem is. The guy, the court rules that, yes, you are sentenced to life in prison and you died. But he filed a petition to say that he should get out of jail. So the judge says, by filing a petition, that means you're alive. In which case, you must remain in prison.
Come on.
Right. I mean, life in prison is life. All right. It's not. If he was sentenced to death and he died, then I think he might have an argument. But he wasn't sentenced to death. He was sentenced to life in prison.
And he's still alive. You're alive.
Exactly.
That's life.
So that means if you die and you come back to life, that's still your life.
So that's a loophole. Yeah.
I would think that would be if you're sentenced
just an
to death.
Interruption to your life.
Yeah.
He should have just laid there quietly for a few hours and go, like, don't say anything until they wheel me out of this.
Exactly.
And then there would be like, well, he died and we buried that guy. And like, okay, sure.
Right. So nobody around here agrees that the guy should get out of jail.
No.
So I don't need to ask y'all?
No, it's life in prison. When you said life in prison, he totally changed the story. And he's
the fact that he's alive.
So he's in prison.
Okay, say, but how do you handle when they give you multiple life sentences?
And you remember the Richard Pryor joke?
Good point.
Well, you remember Richard Pryor
joke? Why they do multiple sentences in case that ever happens.
No, Clark would get this.
You're not a cat.
Hey, Clark would get this. Remember the Richard Pryor joke when he was shooting a movie in the penitentiary? He said, he got three life sentences. He said, if he died, come back, he got to go back to the
penitentiary. Yeah, exactly right.
And it's multiple life sentences because of different charges found guilty in all of them, not just.
Said man, he didn't have multiple life sentences. He served his time because if I get in jail and they say Spike until you die, if I die right now, I have served my sentence.
So did he change his name when he came back into Clark's?
No, because he didn't have time to do all that.
I identify as a different guy now that I'm alive again.
He should do that. He said, I'm not Steve. I'm
not
John.
Even he
should
have.
You know what? Maybe he should have done that. And then he could try and fight it.
I'm just amazed.
Like a clean slate.
I'm amazed.
Yeah. Yeah. Credit score.
I'm amazed and mad that you illegal riffraff in the shipping containers doesn't have the sympathy for a guy who served his sentence and died.
Them's the breaks.
And then came back to life. For?
These and are the breaks.
And identified
up,
as
a breakdown.
He was in prison for the charges are brutally beating somebody with an axe handle to death.
But when he came back to life, he never did that.
Should have told us that first.
So did he come back as an axe murderer?
No,
he came back as a priest.
So I think that this is actually kind of a little community service show.
But
here.
That was in 1966.
So for anyone who's...
Sorry.
1966? How old is this guy?
1996.
Yeah. Oh.
So for anyone who's considering to go to jail for a crime and you happen to die in jail, remember, when you come out of it, you're someone else.
Right. Exactly.
Go with that. My name ain't Bob.
But they make every effort to keep you alive in jail.
I am now a white female. Yeah.
This is exactly why the Spike on the Mic show is still on, because of knowledge of nuggets of knowledge like that.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're on medication, they will make sure you get your medication every day when you're in jail.
Yeah,
but you're a new guy. You don't need it.
From what I've heard.
You don't have to say disease.
Said guy in jail, he signed.
Really? They gave you a joint every day?
I'm not talking about me. I was saying
he signed a
specifically.
He signed a document that said no resuscitation. He said, "Let me die."
No,
so they let him die.
The DNR is a different thing. I have a DNR too, but it's a thing that my daughter has to do it. If I can't have quality of life, then don't bring me back.
But again, he's a property of the
different
state.
There's different,
state. But no, it's still a property.
But to
he signed it. Just he said, I do not want to be brought back to life.
But I think the DNR kicks in after certain basic life.
After it's real.
If there's no quality of life. That's what mine says. Right. Quality of life, and she can pull a plug. That's what it is, I think it's trying to save me, but if I'm not have quality of life, then
mine is actually do not regurgitate. So
don't drink any Fireball and you'll be fine.
You can't determine what quality of life is.
Yes, I can. It's the emergency responders
are supposed to do every step, reasonable step.
You remember that girl? That girl that was paralyzed?
Terry Schiavo.
Right.
She didn't have one. Her family kept her alive.
But it was the quality of life.
That's specifically why I had it done after that. I told my daughter, I don't want to live like that.
That's the reason like a lot of people have them now, because of that was
that's what got me. That's what got me to do it. I told my daughter, if I can't come to Hooters
and drink beer, I don't want to live. It's not us.
Who are you talking
it's
about?
It's mine. It's her. So Kate.
Yes.
Your ruling is in jail, out of jail.
It's so confusing. There's a lot of gray area.
What are we paying? There's a lot of good points, right?
a whole lot of good points. But when you brought it back to me and you centered it up for me when you said he like beat someone with an axe in the head or something. Yeah, in jail. Say in jail.
Oh, because of his crime in his other life.
Yeah.
But he came back to life.
Yeah, that's fine.
It doesn't matter.
Keep him in there.
Kill him again.
Keep him in there. He's beating people with axes. Yeah.
All right, well, listen, I think we should go ahead and do right quick. We're going to do, Dr. Captain Clark.
Huh?
Yeah. We're going to do, what's twinned in?
Full Metal Jacket.
Now it's time for What's Twinding, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Hey!
Yay.
Wow, great.
Man.
Let's just start at the top of the list and go down one to the end. Number one, why is Pete Alonso twinding?
Who the hell is Pete Alonso?
Yeah, he's the National League Rookie of the Year, and he's from Tampa Plant High School.
That is 100% correct. Wow. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets is the 2019 NL Rookie of the Year, and he's a local boy, so good for him.
Won the home run derby this year while we were sitting right here doing the Spike on the Mic show.
He's a rookie, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hashtag, things we say but don't mean.
Things we say but don't mean.
This is when people do that dumb thing where they play games on Twitter, and like an example is here, I'm never drinking that much again. Hashtag things we say but don't mean.
So it's like I'm really enjoying the Spike on the Mic show.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. Always good to see you, buddy.
Is that the answer?
Yeah, that's exactly. It's a Twitter game.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Let's skip a couple. Don Cherry. Anybody know who Don Cherry is?
Yeah.
And why he's twinding.
I don't know why he's twinding.
Don Chittle guy?
Nope.
No. Cherry.
He's the hockey broadcaster from Canada, wears the outlandish stuff, but I have no idea why he's twinding.
He is twinding because he got fired after 38 years on Sportsnet, which is the Canadian ESPN. Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, like, I was going to mention this like 9 minutes ago because you saw the rocking back and forth in the chair. Somebody had to walk away from the table right now.
And it's your host.
Who's the guy that's on the Daily Show? Is that him?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
The Daily Show, is not Don Cherry. What's the guy's name?
No, Don Cherry is the Canadian hockey broadcaster who is apparently out of a job.
He would kind of be the equivalent of maybe John Madden.
John Madden was never considered to be kind of a...
Yeah, but he was all folksy and everything.
A sideshow, yeah.
Yeah, he said goofy things, and this guy wore stupid suits, and he recently made a comment about it's a big deal to wear poppies in Canada prior to Veterans Day.
Sure, yeah.
And then he made comments about that immigrants don't do it, but they still suck up the lifestyle in Canada.
He's a bad guy.
He coined for the Carolina Hurricanes, called them a bunch of jerks last year.
Yeah, because they enjoyed celebrating their wins and stuff. So he's an old guy out of touch with the game. Anyway.
It seems like after 38 years, he should have just fired them back.
Well, he doesn't own Sportsnet. He was an employee of. So I don't know if he
38 years,
jobs
he should have been able to fire him back.
I think he had enough.
Should have been.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. How about a real thing?
Let's see. I'm skipping through some of these because I don't know what they are and they're dumb. Disney Plus. Why is Disney Plus twending?
Oh, I think I know that. Because Disney Plus has got a lot of great new things that they're offering, and they're costing not a lot of money.
Yeah,
that was a very big
probably all their probably all their movies are what on demand and everything.
It's because
else
of Mandalorian.
Well, they're hours away from launching their streaming service to compete with Netflix and Hulu and such, and it's all Disney content, including the Marvel movies. And
all of Star Wars.
Yeah, all the Star Wars stuff. Yeah. So they have a pretty stocked lineup going into...
Since it starts with a D, is Debbie Does Dallas a Disney
No. I kind
of
doubt
that. One of the best films of all time.
Well, yes.
Is it?
You know.
Oh, yeah.
TCM.
What about...
Who actually saw that movie?
I just thought of a great film. How about Debbie Does Disney? Ooh. And we could see Mickey Mouse. We could see everything else. Look at that. Or
copyright that.
Something
right
like
now.
That. Yeah, we have something, you know, Disney with a...
I'll bet you Pluto's got a huge...
I want a quarter every time somebody says it.
But
Debbie Does Disney.
Disney.
Yeah. I'm leaving. This is where I leave.
All right.
All right.
So,
well, I would quit, but our host isn't back yet, so I have to keep going.
So what else?
What
is
about I don't want to infringe your gimmick, but McCafe donut sticks.
Oh, yeah, that's trending for some. I thought it was just an ad. It doesn't have a number next to it. It's on top.
It's number one.
Because now with chocolate sauce.
Wow.
Seems like that's a paid placement more so than a trending.
Yeah, but I do like chocolate sauce. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Because McCafe donut sticks probably didn't give it enough diabetes on its own.
No. I have diabetes.
Diabetes. This isn't on Twitter, but I have a question. Are the Seattle Seahawks uniforms gray?
They do have a gray version, yes.
Are they the only team in the NFL that wears gray instead of white?
Well, no. They sometimes wear that neon green. They wear the blue.
But the gray though.
They have a white version too, but gray is their dominant road uniform. Yes.
But my question is, does anybody else have a gray uniform?
I guess you could have the silver pants of the Raiders, but
not jerseys though. Nobody else has gray jerseys.
That's probably fair. That's probably fair.
The Boston Milk Nuts.
They have them?
I think so, yeah. The Boston Milk Nuts.
And now that Spike is back, that's all that's trending.
Yay!
Hey!
But since he was going out of stick one in, nobody would get this.
And now it's...
If there are any mixed martial arts fans out there, Nick Diaz, who hasn't fought in the Ultimate Fighting Championship for mixed martial arts in 8 years, is talking about having a comeback.
Oh, man.
What?
Not Nick Diaz.
Not Nate. Nate just fought Nick Diaz. Yeah, that guy.
I thought Nate was, like, done.
Or Nick.
He just retired. Nate is his younger brother. He just retired. Nick hasn't fought in 8 years, and he wants to fight again. But MMA, awesome.
Dr. Captain Clark, great was twinning.
How do you know?
He knows because he could hear it in the bathroom.
You were in another zip code when it was going
on. What was the second topic?
I think that was one of the best ones we had.
Yeah. Oh, probably right.
Kate, you were here to stop it?
Yeah, because we had someone not here.
Kate, how you feel about the not twinning thing? Do you think that was awesome?
The not twinning thing?
I mean, what's twinning thing?
I mean, I like some of it.
Spoken like a true guest.
Wow.
Hey, do you still interview the guest, or do you stop doing that? Do you still interview the guest?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're supposed to talk to our guest.
I thought it was funny that he said zip code.
Right. No, that's the wrong music.
That's the interview of the guest music.
All right, this is the portion of the show when we introduce our esteemed guest.
Do we get personal?
And our esteemed guest is the one, the only, Mr. Kate.
Thank you.
It's a Mr. Cape. I love that.
Thank you.
Because you don't go by your radio name.
I really don't have a radio.
You don't go by the chicken? are you grown up?
I've moved on to Mr. Cape.
Do people call you Mr. Cape at the office now?
They actually do. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe
put some
Mr. Cape.
Respect on it.
All right. So, Mr. Cape.
That gray hair, that's why.
Mr. Cape, being a guest on the Spike on the Mic show, the award-deserving Spike on the Mic show.
Yeah.
But how has your life has changed?
Career achievement level on this. Yes. What is
since
that?
When?
An hour ago.
I don't know. I feel really confused.
48 minutes ago, your life totally changed as this show started, and you were a cast member.
And now you're going to be interviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know in your mind you were saying, why didn't I take the blue pill?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I tried to avoid this as long as I could.
I think I recognize one thing, because earlier, like when you handle all the technical stuff for
way to slam PW.
No. For the Buck broadcast, that has nothing to do with PW.
Nothing to do, totally separate. Yeah.
So when you handle that, I saw the manager really kind of respect you. When he came over here to sit down, I think he like kind of pushed you out of the way to to talk. So that's how maybe it's changed.
Yeah.
You know, what? Before you were like, when you deal with that show over there, they feel like,
you
oh,
used to be
you
a
are Mr. Kate.
Customer. Yeah. Now you're the guy that we shoved aside.
Yeah.
Now
you're
Mr. I was asking Hooters management about this show, and they were like, there's a show out there?
Hey, can you turn his mic off? Can we turn his mic off? No, but, you know, we appreciate you being here because you are, you know, a valuable asset to the Spike on the Mic show.
He is an asshat. Yeah.
Asshat.
I don't believe anything he says.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's why you the best technical guy we got.
Oh.
I mean.
Oh.
Ooh, I don't want to stab, jug.
I want to give him a bit of a compliment, though, and not on the technical end, even though he is very good at it. But, you know, we have an excellent person who does ours as well. But, you know, you did have a radio name before, you know, and you had a radio personality.
Yes, it is.
And you.
Thank you, by the way, because you gave it to me.
Well, you know, hey, it is.
No, you earned it. Did.
Yeah. I mean, and you still won. I mean, I think you won the contest. And for those. Well, I don't want to. I mean, you don't want to go by it, so I'm not calling you. But you had some incredible production pieces, including Cooking with the Chicken.
Oh, man.
Including
That was a good one.
The interview of Raheem after every press conference, which is still quite possibly for a sports station. Why they don't do that anymore
that
is amazing that nobody takes advantage of that. They're stupid and not doing
that. Why don't they still interview Raheem? Yeah.
Well, now it could be Bruce Arians, or it could be whatever you interview the coach.
Raheem.
Oh, we would adapt it.
Yeah, I mean, Ra kind of wrote his own little script, which was good. Mm-hmm. But you know, that was it's there. Right. I'm just giving him a compliment because he did a lot of great things on that.
I'm going to do radio suicide here at this moment here
again.
Nice. Yeah,
this is going to be good.
Yeah. So we appreciate you. Very much participating on the Spike on the Mic show.
Right.
It's an award-deserving show.
It's an honor.
Show.
Thank you.
But this sounds like a bud is coming.
So you had to, let's say, suggest points of improvement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely. Get rid of that technical guy.
What say you? What do you say that's missing that oomph?
To improve this?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You really want to go down this road?
Sure, yeah.
You want the whole list or just the top?
How much time do we have left?
Right.
You know what? I mean, here's something, though, because, I mean, you traveled. You helped us at Super Bowl for many years at the old radio station. You traveled with Spike and everything. Let me ask you, because you see that the man sitting to your left, the voice of reason.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's an absolute suck up to Spike. Is that
No. That's your leading. You are what they call leading the witness.
Yeah, you're saying
I didn't get that.
You haven't seen that yet.
He's a kiss ass, not a suck up.
He didn't get that either.
Right. He's a kiss ass. Yeah.
For those, all right, so you didn't recognize that. But if I were to describe that and say that.
All I do is recognize that Spike is really very talented and he does a great job.
All right, kiss ass. See?
Total kiss ass.
Yeah, total.
Is it not like the same?
God.
The most similar thing you ever saw was like when we were traveling and Spike would try and find what Scott Brantley was doing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, remember?
And be a kiss ass? Yeah.
Remember how, I mean, it's like, oh, my God, we got to get there. We got to get there. And it'd be running around with with Scott.
I don't know what's going on right now.
I'm getting mixed in
with something.
Yeah. Hey, stay in your lane. Let me give you a little advice that I gave last week.
It sounds like you were finding a similarity between me and Spike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm going to give you a little knowledge of nuggets that I gave last week.
Please.
Yeah.
Don't be me. Be you.
Oh, okay. God.
Be you.
Yeah, be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. Now, listen, again, tell me this is not one of the best. I don't want to lead the witness.
Yeah, well, tell them it's not one of the best.
Award-deserving shows you've been on in a minute.
Oh, it's been the best show I've been on in a minute.
Wow. Wow.
Leave it there.
Really.
Yes.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Wow, that's from a professional.
Yeah. But so I'm like, again, I don't want to tell you what to do.
Right.
But when you go home tonight,
okay,
and you write, Dear Diary, tonight I was on the Spike on the Mic. You got to spell it correctly. Spike on the M-I-C.
Mike.
Yeah.
It was
although, if you go mik.com, it'll still go to our website.
It will?
Oh, you thought of that.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I did think of
that. Now, if you hit Spike on the M-I-K-E, it's a whole different website. You don't want
No, it's the same.
Yeah. Spike on D-I-K-E.
Oh!
Did I spell that wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spike on the Dyke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's confusing with men with mustaches.
Yeah.
Because they come on after us.
I know they do.
Men with mustaches. All right, well, listen.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think this was one of our
best
shows.
What about the interview?
You say that every show?
Yeah.
The last show I...
Pretty much, that. Yeah.
Maybe it's you. So hold on a second. Are you afraid for letting us stick a microphone in your mouth?
No. What, in my mouth? No.
No.
Yes. I'm confused.
Wait, confused again. Good point. Because all wait, night, all you said was good
it?
Point.
What?
That's how he rubs them in.
Yeah, you know.
Like an old joke. Oh, yeah. You want to go camping?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
He's already invited you to the camping show in Lake City, right?
I'm not going camping.
Why?
I'm just not.
You too good?
I thought you and I could spoon.
No, I'm not camping.
Yeah, come on.
Hold on a second. You, as a serviceman, you scared of stuff?
No, I know. As an infantryman,
I'm done.
I got better things to do than not take a shower for months at a time. I'm not going camping either.
No, come on.
No, he's with me.
Lake City has a shower.
Going to the bar.
You got to wait your turn. Damn right. They have a shower.
All right, well, Swanee River.
Listen, I'm going to make sure that we're on time because men with mustaches coming after us. Oh, so we have to do it straight. All so right. What we do, Mr. Kate, I'll give you an example. What we do, we go around the room. We ask the illegal riffraff and shipping containers what's stuck with them tonight.
Okay.
You're going to be... Because you're our esteemed guest, you're going to be last.
Say as you
I thought he was going to be first.
No, I tricked you. So, voice of reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Oh, a lot of things, but the fact that it's Veterans Day, and there are 4 veterans out of 7 here, and we vastly are overrepresented.
What do you mean
overrepresented? You are greatly represented.
No, 17% of men are veterans. And we're like outnumber you guys.
Well, bye.
I mean, guess what was when you were serving? What was the climate like? The environment?
It was
bread or pizza.
It was really cold.
Yes.
Yeah, bread.
What was the political climate? What was the?
He was in Korea.
So Korea.
Yeah, right. It was during the Vietnam War, and the climate was pretty much. I don't want to be here.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Was there any Vietnamese children running around with the last name Erickson right now?
That would be Korean. And
or Reason.
Did you make some war babies?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, so he stayed in his lane. All right, and keeping in with the people who wore the uniform,
yes.
Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
As James Bond would say, you only live twice.
Oh
yeah, really.
Wow, that was good.
What was
the political environment when you were?
Reagan was president. It was like at
the end of the Cold War.
The Soviets might do something. It was we were never in.
The closest
we came to action was we were on alert the night before they invaded Grenada.
Okay,
and they sent the 82nd Airborne instead of the 101st Airborne.
Huh? So you got scrambled.
So they were 12 short.
Yeah, we had to sleep. We had to spend a couple hours in the motor pool, not knowing what was going on, which we usually did in the motor pool, not knowing.
All right,
what was going on.
Gas Thank man, what's up service. With you tonight?
That's my last show for a few weeks. I'll go back on a Monday rotation for the next 3 weeks. I think.
Oh I'll man,
back. You go back in the black hole.
Yeah, back in the black hole of dispatching, and make sure all the fuel gets distributed safely in Florida. But thanks for having me back. It's good to be back, and I miss you guys.
And I'll ask you the same question then, too. When you were serving.
Yes.
What?
For your service.
What
was the political environment at the time?
I served under Bush 41, Operation Desert Storm was the best thing.
Thank you.
We liberated Kuwait.
Yeah? All right.
We did.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah,
thank
really.
You
all right. Normally, I would go you last, but since you wore the uniform, I have to ask you, Dr. Captain Kate. Sir Mr. Kate, what stuck with you tonight?
I think just this. I forgot I missed this show. It's very actually entertaining.
We can send you
Come
the best
on.
Of.
Say something.
You know that's going to encourage him to do more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're only encouraging.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thanks.
Now we got to come back next week.
Every time I'm on the show, it's actually fun. I thought it was going to be the opposite.
you did it out of like a favor like to this.
Yeah.
But you actually had a good time.
So as you came here, you rolled your eyes.
Yeah, kind
but
of.
But as you left, you like rubbed your nipples.
Yeah, it's always a good time. It's a good show. I want to keep listening.
Your service was when?
I was 93, 97, so it was kind of soft. It was after the whole Desert Storm.
After the invasion. Yeah.
Right?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate you 4 people.
Yes, thank you all.
Yes.
For doing it, because without y'all,
You got us.
Yeah. Yeah, really. PW, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is whatever the hell, you know, him,
land the plane.
Him is going to say.
All right.
Yeah. Him is going to say.
Smosh, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is that Chase Elliott let us down for pickles.
Jack.
Exactly. And I'm Spike on the mic. Monica, love me some you. All right, what stuck with me tonight is that we had another award-deserving show. Hey, listen, appreciate you guys. Veterans, love you guys in uniforms. And that's not a sexual site. What? I'm out. Spike on the mic. Holler back at you, baby boy.
Yay!
One.
Two.